Joseph, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Tony. Glad to be here.
Appreciate you being here. What is HIS Global Insight?
Global Insight, IHS Global Insight forecasts all of the economies of the world, 204 countries, and all the major industries. So we're an economic information firm that helps governments and business and financial markets with policy decisions.
Would you say that your information is tilted to the right or to the left?
It's totally neutral. We try to be objective. We don't work for any particular party. We try to get the right answer to help decision makers.
Wanted to get your take on Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow, who is on the Senate Budget Committee, and she is going to play a critical role in passing President Barack Obama's proposed deficit reduction plan. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is that that senators and congressmen really need to step up and provide a lot of leadership right now, because we have to cure this deficit problem that we have, and every sector has to give. And it's not popular when everybody has to give, but we've got to solve a collective problem. And senators like that have to really step up and represent the country.
Joseph, here's my take. I want to get your take. From what I see, when I talk to politicians on this program, folks who have the Democratic values say that we need to make some cuts, and Republican values say we really need to make some cuts. But when I talk to people who are involved in finance and who are involved in debt reduction, they tell me that we are really in some big danger and people don't get it, and we really need to make some severe cuts to try and get our financial house in order as far as a country. Where do you stand?
I think we not only need to cut spending in every way that we can, but it's a very unpopular thing to say, but I'm afraid we're also going to have to raise taxes. We simply can't continue running the country where we're spending quite a bit in excess of the revenues we're taking in. Now, last year was an anomaly because of the recession, but, you know, we're spending around 23% of GDP. We're taking in about 15% of GDP. That difference has to be financed. Now, once we come back from the recession, as we're doing now, obviously government revenues pick up. But every forecast, the president's budget, the Congressional Budget Office, objective researchers like Global Insight, every forecast sees chronic deficits as far as the eye can see. We're talking $500 billion. We've just had deficits in the range of $1.3 to $1.4 trillion. They're not going away. They're still going to be at least $500 billion to $600 billion a year, adding to the mountain of debt we already have. So we can't continue that. Now, why can't we continue that? Well, the interest costs right now that we pay on the debt that we have, which is about 62% of our gross domestic product, is around $200 billion right now. By adding to the mountain of debt every year, just letting it grow, over the next 10 years, we'll be facing interest costs of about $1 trillion a year in the early 2020s. That's going to crowd out a lot of other spending. We'll be just paying for interest and have to give up a lot of things. Business is very concerned about that, because a lot of business people see that their cost of capital is going to go up. They're going to have to curtail investments. The consumers that they sell to are not going to be able to afford the interest costs on cars and housing. It's going to affect the economy. It's going to affect jobs.
The politicians know this, and they know that we are in trouble, but from your perspective, are they dragging their feet because they're more worried about being reelected than they are taking care of this issue? And you'd have to have some courage, because it might cost you your job.
It's very hard for a politician to really step up to the plate and deal with this problem, because it's a 10 to 20-year problem. We know the problem is there. It's getting more severe every day. But it's not a crisis. And, you know, you always have constituencies in all walks of life that want something from the government. They want better health care. They want better pensions. They you know, want social problems solved. They'd like tax cuts. That's what politicians are hearing about. Nobody steps up to a politician and says, see here, we need to cut spending, we need to raise taxes, we need to close this deficit gap that we have, we've got to put the country on a better financial footing. The benefit of that occurs 5, 10, 15 years down the road. People want things today. And we need politicians to educate the electorate that they have to act now to solve the long-term problem. This is one of those things that if you don't start on it now, it's going to become unsolvable.
We've been talking with Joseph Kasputos from the Global Insight. I pressed for time, Joe. I'm going to get back with you. Fascinating, fascinating conversation. Thanks so much for your time.